Winter Olympic alpine skier Andrew Weibrecht won a bronze medal at the Vancouver Olympics in 2010 and a silver medal in 2014 at the Sochi Winter Olympics. The Lake Placid native, nicknamed the Warhorse, announced in May that he would retire from competitive racing. But he says leaving competitive skiing doesn't mean he isn't busy.
It's kind of more what haven't I been doing. Been trying to, you know, obviously spend more time with my family now that I'm off the road, but I've started working at my parents' hotel at the Mirror Lake Inn in Lake Placid, and I've coached a little bit. I've had a camp that I've done for about 10 years with a fellow athlete, so I've continued to do that, as well as coach a little bit at NYSEF, coach a little bit for the Dartmouth ski team, where I'm trying to finish up school. So did my first semester back in the fall, and I'll be doing that for the rest of the year, and then after that, we'll see.
How difficult was it to decide to retire from competition?
Honestly, I have two little girls at home, and so it was about the easiest thing I've ever done. It's been great to not have to constantly be thinking about getting back on the road as I'm spending time with them, and just kind of get into a rhythm and a routine that I've never really had. And you know, I had a great experience competing. I loved what I did, but it came to a point where I finally decided that between family and my body starting to hurt a little bit more, that it was time to be done. And you know, it was about as easy of a decision as I've ever made.
So it sounds like no regrets whatsoever.
No, not at all. And you know, there's always things that I wish I had accomplished in my athletic career, but at the same time, you know, I felt like I had a great career, and I was really proud of what I did. So now I'm excited and having a lot of fun kind of entering different things, being back at school, exercising that part of my body. And yeah, it's been fun. I've really enjoyed it, and you know, I'm looking forward to getting into more stuff and exploring more different things.
Well, I guess I raised my eyebrow because you're an Olympic medalist, and you said that you didn't quite accomplish everything you wanted to in your career. What do you think you missed?
Well, we're greedy. We're athletes. You know, we always want more, right? You know, I guess the one thing is I never won a World Cup. I came close a lot of times. You know, that's the one thing that I would have, you know, like to be able to put on my athletic resume, as well as, you know, I came really close to winning the overall title one year, which would have been great. But again, you know, I mean, it's athletics, and things go one way or the other, and it's not like I could have done anything differently. It just sometimes it doesn't quite work out, but you know, I have no regrets.
What are your best memories of competition, whether it was Olympic, World Cup, training, etc.? What's your best memories?
I mean, I loved the training aspect of skiing. You know, I loved being able to go down to South America and train down there and take a lot of runs, because it was really the physical act of skiing was the thing that I loved the most. I never absolutely loved the travel. I didn't like being away from home. I always wanted to be back in Lake Placid, but having that opportunity to go and train and try to make myself better and do it over and over again was something that was always really fun and really gratifying to me. So, you know, I mean, there's great experiences with the actual competitions, but the competition itself is stressful. And so, you know, that makes it tougher. But, you know, obviously Vancouver was such an incredible experience. It was my first Olympics, and it was just such a great time. I had so many friends there and family and all that stuff. And, you know, that's probably one of my fondest memories. You know, obviously Sochi, I was going in with a different mindset. I'd come off a lot of injuries, but everything kind of worked out well. So that turned into a great experience. But yeah, you know, I mean, there's so much great stuff. And I saw so many amazing places and had the opportunity to compete in all these venues that I dreamt about since I was a little kid. And, you know, to me, that's kind of the most special thing, is just having those opportunities and living out these dreams that I had always thought about from the time that I was, you know, 6 or 7 years old.
You mentioned how competition was very stressful. Was that the hardest part of your career, your professional career, as an Olympian and World Cup competitor?
Yeah, I mean, really, it was. You know, everything else was just a lot of fun, and you know, you put all this work in, and you do all this preparation, and then the competition, you kind of go on autopilot a little bit. So it's just stressful in the sense that all the preparation I did, was it the right preparation, or did I, you know, did I miss the mark somewhere? And that's a little bit stressful in its own right, but. You know, I mean, I say that, but I did enjoy competing. It was fun. There was a lot of camaraderie, but that wasn't always my favorite part of the experience.
So we're sitting at home watching you on television, and you're at the gate ready to go, and then you're flying down the mountain. What's it actually like for you? What are you thinking, and what are you experiencing?
Well, entering the race, I was always super anxious and just kind of a bag of toys, and you know, then I would kick out of the gate and everything would kind of just take over, and it was, you know, a pure exhilarating experience. But at the same time, it was a little bit, you know, competition's different than training, where training you can ease into it. Competition, you're trying to hit the mark the first time, every single time, and that's where it actually got the most stressful, because, you know, that added a little bit of push. Always added the chance that I was going to do something that I was going to regret very quickly. So, you know, I mean, competing when I was on top of my game and I had the confidence was, you know, it was stressful, but also one of the most pure things and just purely exhilarating.
Now, you are studying at Dartmouth and you're also coaching the Dartmouth ski team. How do you coach them, and how do you get them to go down the mountain confidently?
That's a good question. you know, I'm just getting into it now, but I think that I, especially from my experience, I worked through a lot of things in terms of being really good in training. I was always a great training athlete. I wasn't always the best race athlete because I had a lot of anxiety and I had to overcome that. So I think that that's something outside of, you know, what I know technically and what I can see. I think that I can give them a lot of insight in terms of this is how I went from being, you know, somebody who is really great at training but mediocre at racing to somebody who is great at training and great at racing, just in terms of mental preparation, you know, mindset and all those different things. So I've coached a little bit before, and it's mostly been little kids, so it's hard to get into those topics quite as much, but I'm excited to have an opportunity to work with higher level athletes that are, you know, really on that, you know, they're on the cusp of being great and trying to figure out what I can do and what I can lend them to, you know, from the mental side of it, to kind of push them over the edge to be able to translate great skiing into great racing.
Well, Andrew Weibrecht, you also had to deal with some severe injuries too. How do you get into a mental state where you're able to not only heal, but get back into competition knowing what had happened to you?
Yeah, that was always one of the toughest things for me. I was injured quite a bit, and I always struggled to come back from injuries because the way that I skied was so physical and I relied so much on my body and being in, you know, really peak physical shape. And so anytime that was diminished a little bit, I had a really hard time fully committing and being fully mentally in it. So I think, you know, some people are incredible at coming back from injury. You know, it really doesn't faze them. I was kind of the opposite, and it took me a long time and a lot of mental, you know, it took a lot of mental work and a lot of working through the process just to get back to that place. But, you know, for me, coming back from injury was totally process-based, where I just needed to take one small step, evaluate it, take another small step. And it was a long process, and it wasn't something that I was able to do easily, but if I did it systematically, I could get through it and get back to the level that I wanted to be at.
Andrew Weibrecht is helping to promote the upcoming Empire State Winter Games, which brings youth athletes to Lake Placid for Olympic-style competitions. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.